Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV's after show for Dance Moms. It's Maddie and Mackenzie's final goodbye, their final curtain, season 6, episode 21, and we've got all the hot discussion coming up, so don't go anywhere.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Great job, girls. How you guys doing? How you feeling?
Good.
Yeah. A little emotional.
I know. We're all a little emotional. We're in a different studio than we usually are, and I'm sure you guys can notice our cool background back there.
We got sparkles.
Yes.
Tonight.
We were just discussing how we're gonna miss the show and miss you guys and miss coming here, but you never know. It'll be back before we know it. Mm-hmm. And apparently the girls don't know when the show's coming back either, because I talked to a couple of publicists.
Oops. Wow.
Yeah. So, well, with that, welcome you guys to tonight's reclap of our favorite show, Dance Moms After Show, episode 21.
Wow.
Yes. Take that and mull it around. You know what I'm saying?
21.
I mean,
last season, didn't we get up to like 23 or 24?
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
I mean, with the whole thing? Oh, yeah.
I think we had like 23 or 24 episodes last season as opposed to 21.
Wow. Okay.
I guess so. There was just a few more, but
we'll take the mid-season break. People, that could be 1 month. That could be 1 week. Last year, it was only a week, and I remember one of us was like, only a week?
Hey, wait a second.
Yeah. So, without further ado, I'm dying to know this co-host's name over here to my far, far, far.
Hey, you guys. Thank you for joining us. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe that we are winding this season down. It's crazy. I'm J2 Snyder on Twitter and Instagram.
And I'm Miera Jennings, and you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Miera Jennings.
And I'm still Candace Camacho, and you can follow me on Twitter at Candace_Camacho. And thank you for tuning in week after week. Subscribe to our channel. I'm sure by this point, all of you watching this episode have subscribed to our channel, but it's youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV. And a big shout out to all of the SoundCloud listeners and iTunes. We appreciate you guys, too, keeping us going, keeping this show hot six years in.
So, yes.
And the girls are hot. Nia was supposed to come in tonight, but she's walking a red carpet tonight, I believe.
Oh, wow.
That's a good reason to miss. Yeah. We'll take it.
I know. I mean, I guess that's more important than missing our taping. So.
We didn't see a lot of her, but when we did, kind of how they had the girls share their thoughts to Maddie Mackenzie.
Yeah,
she was very heartfelt. She was cute.
Yeah, she was. Because Nia's the only original member left.
Crazy. It's true.
Yeah.
Isn't that wild?
It's totally wild.
It's wild for her.
Nia, only the strong survive in life sometimes. So that is good news, girlfriend.
That is good.
So this was Maddie and Mackenzie say goodbye. This is the final goodbye. There's no like Abby next week or, you know, just one of the girls. This is done. This is the end of season 6A. Mm-hmm. Now season 6B will start. To be determined.
Yeah. Mm.
So they did it a lot differently this time. It was just Abby, Maddie, Mackenzie. And this is like a rule that we can't ever forget in show business, because once you walk into the room, that's it. That's you're being auditioned, you're on camera. So, like, I don't even think that they knew that they were going to air that part.
Oh, kind of the before, as Maddie and Mackenzie were kind of like getting comfortable, what's going to happen?
Abby was running late as usual. Yeah.
Where's Abby?
Yeah. It's just to set the stage, it's just the producer, a bunch of cameras, and it was cool because we got to see a bunch of different angles that I liked. And they're just kind of hanging out, and Abby's, you know, late as usual. So it's two girls and no Abby.
I just have to think when I see them, you know, milling in, and they've obviously been dressed and been through hair and makeup, but how many shoots have they done for this show? I mean, they must be in front of the camera like almost every day of
all
the week.
All the time.
That yeah. It just must seem so comfortable to them.
Yeah.
You
and
know?
I got that too with, more so with Maddie. She was just like, yeah. You know, did you guys get that? Did you get?
I always think that's Maddie's style. She's
yeah,
always
she's
like,
very
yeah,
chill. Yeah.
The interview is not my favorite part, but they both kind of rose to the occasion. They shared with us something. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I think they knew that this was their obligation to the show to come together one more time and share with Abby. Really, it was their mm-hmm. time to connect with Abby.
Right. Yeah. And there's a small flashback to Mackenzie getting yelled at. And there's several, like, trips down memory lane
yeah.
during this episode. And I'm not going to go into them all. But if I don't mention one, you can pop in and let me know. So Abby finally joins the girls. And it kind of starts off awkward. The producer's like, so why are we here? And Abby's like, well, we are here to discuss how amazing your career has been. And it was just like a little bit odd. But Maddie she made a huge impression on Abby, like from the beginning. And I thought that was so cute that Maddie was like, I want to do tap and hip hop.
Yeah.
Back when Maddie started, when she was 8.
Yeah, she had this little story to tell. Like, she didn't seem to remember it. Maddie?
Yeah.
She's like, I remember the dancing part.
Yeah.
But to Abby, it was really clear. Like, there was this moment where, so she had her go take the hip-hop class, right?
Right.
And the teacher taking it said...
She was the best one.
She said, how did she do? Well, I have to talk to you about that girl.
Uh-huh.
She was the best one. And Abby just is like, light bulb
yeah.
moment.
Maybe I have a star in the making.
Mm.
So that's what, like, Abby remembered the first impression about Maddie was she was just ready to go. And she had started that hip-hop class with older kids.
Yeah,
and
she was the youngest one.
Mm-hmm.
Some little I thought it was cool to kind of hear the backstory on how they even got to the studio. And the fact mm-hmm. that Maddie and Mackenzie's dad went to high school with
yeah.
Abby, and that's how they even went there. Isn't that cool?
Mm-hmm.
It's just so
yeah.
realistic, just so real.
Yeah.
Like, oh, hey, you know, I know this lady who has a studio. We're going to go take our
yeah.
kids there.
And he knew that... She had the best studio, and they competed,
yeah.
and they won. So that's where he brought... But they had had classes before that.
I was going to say, I kind of sense they didn't mention it, but I sense they must have, because how was she that amazingly good?
She, yeah.
Like, she
who,
was...
Maddie?
Yeah, Maddie.
Both of them,
she
really.
Was, well, yeah, both of them. I mean, Mackenzie was
Wait,
so
Wait, classes
little.
Before what?
Before coming to Abby Lee. Like, had she never taken a dance
oh,
class,
really?
Period?
I
oh,
figured I they started there. I don't think I think they started way before the show started, but I think they started their dance.
I had
there,
the feeling maybe
there.
She had, you know, taken a neighborhood dance class
maybe.
Or something.
Who knows?
Like,
I don't know.
Yeah,
it was unclear.
Yeah.
It was like unclear what it was. But
the other thing Abby said, which I thought was very poignant, was that not only did she do really well in that hip hop class, but that she came up and stood up for herself and went right up to Abby and said, I want to take hip hop and tap.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she had that
yeah.
assertive personality.
Right then. She had a voice right then, even
right.
though later we didn't see it too much, but she was always like getting what she was wanting.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe she's channeling that into her dancing, you know what I mean? That
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That take charge.
Mm-hmm. Something interesting that Abby said when they were like casting for the show, she said that she never thought anybody would watch the show.
Yeah.
Can you believe
so
that
true.
She said that?
I totally believe it, because I watched from the beginning and no one I knew watched the show back then. Literally, I was the only person who watched the show when it first started.
How yeah. do you think you found out about it?
I don't remember. I don't know if I
really?
Was scrolling through channels and I saw it or what, but... I just started watching it, and nobody I knew the show or watched the show until years later.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just kind of crazy
yeah.
to think Abby didn't, she had no idea.
See, like, you're an early joiner, so I give you credit because I didn't see the first season at all.
Yeah.
So, and what were your impressions? Like, has Abby changed a lot or is she still kind of the same?
Honestly, back then it was more focused on how mean Abby was. And I feel like these last two seasons were not so much focused on Abby's meanness.
The moms.
They were more
meanness.
On the moms. Yeah. So it is weird. Yeah.
It was interesting. It just goes to show you, like, you never know, like, any opportunity.
Yeah.
You never know what you put out there, if who's going to watch it or who's going to grade that paper. You know, you never know. You just got to be a perfect 10 all the time, just like Maddie.
Yeah.
Well, it's
always
funny because, and we do see Abby got her look together, right?
And all the moms, they glammed it up, too.
Yeah, yeah. Huge mommy makeover.
Huge mommy makeover. And then I thought the part with the fan questions was kind of cute. So then there was a fan question, and somebody asked, what's Pyramid really like? Mm-hmm. And I was, like, so fun to realize that, like, on the show, it's, like, 2 minutes, but they film it for, like, 4 hours.
I was shocked.
So was I. I was like, oh, that must be so tedious.
Yeah. Well, you know what was funny is because I always thought it was strange how they stood. Because, like, they would stand like this, like, kind of, like, holding
their
back.
That's such a, like, Kalani stance.
Yeah, like this or like, I don't know, oops. You know how they stood?
Tired of standing there.
Yeah. And, like, I kind of always wondered, like, why they stood like that because their bodies are so, you know, great. Like, you know, you would think that you might stand like that to, like, cover something up. But now it's because they've been
for 4 hours. We know the
truth. They're just tired of standing.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, they take breaks in between, come back. Oh, that is insane.
Yeah. That's, like, do you guys like that part about, like, shows and, like, the waiting? I mean, it gets pretty hard, you know?
You know what else it made me think is not only that, but the reason they're standing there for 4 hours is they probably get as much out of the moms, like, as much drama as they can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? And so to make it even worse, not only are you standing there, like, on a hard floor for 4 hours in the same place, but then you have to, like, listen to this antics, like, over and over again. Mm-hmm. So it's probably, like, brutal.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm sure the producers, like, feed different moms different things, and then
go with that. That was bad, Jill. Go with that.
Yeah, you know? Keep on that, Jill. Keep on that. Right. And then, like, how they all knew, like, if your mom caused problems and you were on the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then they showed, like,
it's not the truth.
It is the truth. And then they showed the very first pyramid with the rickety
that
chalkboard.
That was hilarious.
Do you remember seeing that?
I totally remember that.
You do?
I do, yes.
I don't remember.
It's crazy how much things have changed. That's hilarious, though.
It was such a fail. Like, exactly. They had Abby describe it, like, today. And
to
then
when they
flash back, I'm like, oh, she's right. It was pretty bad.
It was pretty bad.
All these metal clips they had on the board and the pictures were falling and it was just like train wreck.
Yeah. It was like literally like this chalkboard was from the 1800s. Like it was gonna fall off. Like,
it was obviously some old chalkboard that just happened to be around for 30 years in the dance studio or something.
That's hilarious. That made me think or I guess wonder if that was implemented before the show or if the show had them do Pyramid. Do you think she did that on her own?
Oh, right. I bet they didn't. That is an awesome question. What do you think? Do you see what, you know what she's asking? Did Pyramid, was it something they came up with just for this TV show, or did Abby used to do Pyramid in her studio?
On her own.
Yeah.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah.
I'm going to say no because I don't think that it was just as cutthroat as it was until they got to TV, and then she was like, all right, I'm ranking all you little girls.
Yeah, right.
You're on the bottom. Yeah. So, anyway, that was fun.
JoJo, on the bottom. JoJo.
Yeah, something like that. Poor girls.
Usually.
Yeah. Then we got to see Maddie McKenzie from season 3 do a little duet called Run From Mother.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they were so good back then. Mm-hmm. They were so good.
Mm-hmm. So cute and small.
Really good already.
Yeah.
I swear, I know the woman who has composed some of their music who was on later in the episode sent it to Maddie. But she's like, Maddie, you just have like this natural gift, but I just believe these girls it's like a sports star who's mm-hmm. just, you know, a star quarterback. They were just born with gifts.
Yeah, they were.
Whoa.
Some I know they worked just really have hard. It naturally.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They absolutely worked hard, but yeah, they were. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That flexibility McKinsey has with all of those turns and, I mean, tricks and different things. Mm-hmm. And then they talked about a little bit about the family bond that they had with Abby. Mm-hmm. And the girls revealed that Abby would always come to family dinners and they would like be out to eat, and she always had the girls wear booty shorts under their dresses.
I love that. I love that.
Because you never know when Abby's going to be like, okay, well, before the appetizer comes, do a back tuck.
Yes.
For everybody to see.
Yes.
Make sure you have your booty shorts on.
You never know when you might have to do a cartwheel for someone.
Never know who you'll run into. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it too. Always be ready.
Always be ready. That's a good message. Show ready.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I did a handstand once in a restaurant.
You did?
To impress my husband.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, you married with him. The booty shorts?
Yeah, I did. I don't remember what I was wearing. That's a good question.
Were you dating at the time or were you married?
Dating at the time.
Oh, you impressed him.
And he said to his friend, she can do a handstand. And he's like, oh, yeah, I don't believe you. And so I busted out. We were in a sushi restaurant and I did a handstand. So I hope I was wearing booty shorts.
I bet you were.
I would remember if I wasn't. Yeah.
All right, guys. If you're dating out there and you want to really impress your partner, you got to go to sushi and do a handstand. You heard it here.
Or a cartwheel.
Yeah, or a cartwheel.
Yes. You must have done some gymnastics for your husband.
No.
Mira, what about boyfriends?
Oh my gosh, have
Come
I?
On, show
I've
off
totally
cartwheel.
Done back handspring.
Yes!
Yes, we went to the park though. It wasn't in a restaurant.
Okay, that's all
so
right.
Guess that
Tell
wasn't,
the story.
Yeah. We went to the park and he was doing running drills and I was like, you know, I can do some things. He was like, oh, really? Because I did cheer in high school.
Uh-huh.
So awesome. I just, you know, had to bust something out really quick and show him. Sometimes you just have to show him, you know?
Sometimes you just have to step it up. You know what I'm Woman saying?
Do you do round off with the back handspring
round
usually?
Round off back handspring.
Wow, that's impressive.
I don't know if I can do it anymore, though, but...
Mm. Well, hey, actually,
that was a little stretch. You could. Yeah.
The other day, I was trying to impress my husband, and I went for four turns.
Oh!
I should have aimed for three, and I ended up falling.
But that's still impressive.
Three is amazing.
That's good.
Honestly.
Well, I fell out of it. It's been a while, but it's not quite like riding a bike.
Are you taking ballet?
Have I?
Are you taking ballet right now?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yep.
Not unless I can talk the ballet teacher into schlepping Athena there. No, just kidding. That poor kid. She goes everywhere. Okay, so I love that part. And next up, they played a little game about say something nice about your sister, which...
Oh, I like that. That was cute.
Yeah, it was cute. Sometimes Mackenzie is still a little shy.
Mackenzie.
Yeah.
Which I don't even remember what she said.
She's the little sister. So mm-hmm. she was like slower with her answers.
A little bit, yeah.
And she was like, you have nice hair.
You're a good dancer.
You have good style. You have pretty eyes.
Yeah.
I think that was it, yeah.
But then Maddie, I think she's used to like more impromptu stuff. So she just like pulled it out. But she's also the older, so she wants to win.
She's older.
Mm-hmm. She said something, you attract boys. You got your
so oh yeah oh my gosh and you know what that. I thought about that too because I bet Mackenzie does because
oh she
of
looks
her
like such a flirt such
Doesn't
a flirt
she?
Oh
wow.
yeah
and then
oh,
you watch
goodness.
Her do some of these numbers
like the hip-hop number with the little thigh high thing.
What was it called that she had the leprechaun
that hat
boss lady or boss
I think that was one of their groups
that was the group I don't remember what it was called
oh it was I just had it in my head
Oh.
That was probably my favorite number I've ever seen her do.
So sassy. It's funny that Abby brought up the fact that she didn't want to wear that hat because I was thinking about that on that week. That hat, why is she wearing that hat?
I was thinking, how does she, because I think she did like an aerial.
Something,
like,
yeah.
How do you keep that hat on with an aerial?
Well, I think she's, there's something called chignons that they're long and skinny. Mm-hmm. They have an opening and you just literally like stick it and bring it down, literally.
Like
pin
it
like
on.
Cemented on your head.
Oh, are those weird bobby pins?
Yeah, but they're long. Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to go to like a beauty supply
that
place.
That is such a French word, isn't
Chignon.
It? Chignon.
Yeah. So
nice,
little
nice
trivia.
Candace.
Little
All
trivia
right.
for y'all.
Fun facts. Fun facts.
And then we have another question. What is the real story about the extra private time that Maddie and Mackenzie get, and then also trying to rig the Sia audition?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It's interesting because it's kind of typical. Well, with the Sia thing, I'm going to go backwards.
Okay.
With the Sia thing, I right away was like, come on.
She doesn't have that much pull.
I'm sure everyone can find Maddie Ziegler.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't need to sell Maddie Ziegler at that point.
Yeah.
When Sia. And then, I mean, we've booked guests for this show off of Twitter. So I think it's I think it's like a sign of the times to actually communicate through Twitter. I believed it.
Yeah. That Sia actually just tweeted. She did. She just tweeted her, do you want to be in my next video?
Yeah.
It's not like Sia didn't call the studio and say, I want the best answer, and Abby, you know.
Right, said, well, I've got...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So once Maddie got that audition, she just nailed it, and she did great, so...
Yeah. I wonder how she responded, like, hashtag, yeah, duh.
Oh, my gosh. I would be so excited.
I'd be like, yes. Right away.
And for the privates, I thought that was fun to look back and see Christy and Jill kind of playing spy back in the day.
Yeah. Did you get it recorded? Did you get it recorded?
Which is so funny because back then I think people were like, yeah, they're getting so much extra time. But Maddie made a great point. They were getting more privates because their mom was just scheduling more. Like, it's not like the other moms couldn't have scheduled more privates. You just pay for it and you schedule it.
So Melissa was grooming Abby.
She was getting ready. Yeah.
Sorry, she was grooming Maddie way back then, you know, and booking more privates.
Well, so, I mean, not only did these girls enter the ALDC with this amazing talent, but then to have their mom, she helped Abby so much, and she was so probably knowledgeable about how everything worked and probably realized the value of private lessons, I would think, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, Melissa has definitely a role in their success.
Oh, she does.
Yeah.
She, I mean, Melissa's given up everything for them.
Everything. And also, if I'm not mistaken, and guys, please tell me if I'm wrong because I don't remember, but if I'm thinking back to the first season, I'm pretty sure they were the first ones who were full-time homeschooled. Like, Chloe was still going to school, and Abby would use that against them. Like, oh, well, you know, they're homeschooled, they're having more time in the studio, so that's another sacrifice to not go to a regular school and to basically devote all your time to dance, essentially. So, I mean, they were 100% dance from the start.
From the start. Way back in toddler times. Whoa. Yeah. What I would like to know is, from, like, a parent standpoint, is how did Melissa afford all those lessons?
I don't know.
I mean, that's expensive.
It is expensive, I can imagine.
You know, that's like that's like a house payment.
Well,
for two kids.
So, in my childhood dance studio, I know that one of the families would help out the teacher to help pay for lessons. So, I don't know if by Melissa, barter.
Well, that would make sense.
I don't know if by Melissa helping Abby.
Maybe.
Yeah, because she did work in the studio.
It could have been.
But that's a lot of hours to work in the studio for all of that.
Or their dad had an outside job and, you know, was able to afford it.
Yeah.
I don't, you know.
Or maybe it was the case of, you're going to be stars.
That's us. Sorry about that.
You're going to be stars no matter what. So if we have to, like, sell the house and sell the livestock, like, we're going to.
The livestock?
You know what I mean?
Where are you
the
from,
family
girl?
Cow.
You can't tell where I'm from.
You from Missouri, girl?
I'm from Missouri.
Yay.
You know when you want to sell your pig stock? That's like it.
She said, sell off the pig and the sheep.
Did I make you guys laugh that much?
That was cute. It was just cute how you said it.
That was cute.
But my mom has sheep, by the way.
Well, that's cool.
She's like 25
sheep. Aren't you from the South or something?
I'm from Washington State.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Athena would love to see that.
Oh, that's so cute.
So getting,
but anywho, so, you know, commitment. I think being homeschooled, that's a huge choice.
Yeah.
That's like saying,
for Melissa,
I'm going to take my kids off this normal education track and we are going to pursue dance.
So many more people are doing homeschool now.
Is that true?
So many more, just because of everything that's happening in the public schools and stuff that they're having to learn and different things. But I don't know if it's as big of a deal as it used to be, because there's like a lot of like different things to help parents and stuff. So I don't know.
Probably the internet helps.
Yeah. I don't want to do it.
Oh my gosh.
So wait, so if Athena, when she gets older, she's like, I want to dance more, would you homeschool her so she could go to the studio more, or would you keep her in school?
Let's say she had, you know, Ziegler type talent.
Yeah.
As I've said before, I would take her lead, and I would just see how it was going.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But I have a plan with her, but I don't want to get too off track and too personal. Yeah. The fans don't like that.
Okay. So somebody in the message boards, Kay, actually, our friend, said, yes, that Melissa did indeed, you know, work at the studio. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. I would do that. I would scrub floors for Athena. If she wanted dance lessons.
I mean, it worked out for them. Definitely worth it.
You're not kidding. Talk about a good investment.
Yeah.
Now, I have a question before we move on.
Yes.
Are you guys, you girls, and you guys, would you be up for that type of sacrifice or that type of dedication to, like, just go for and put all of your, because that can be really dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you feel about that?
Like, what if the show had tanked the first season? Like, what if it didn't work out?
Well, I think if you have that mentality, then you're going to be a star with the show, without the show, without whatever.
I think it depends on your level of passion for whatever you do. And it doesn't have to be dance, and it doesn't have to be show business.
That's why I asked. But like, it could be anything.
Yes, I just believe, and I mean, my parents kind of, you know, let me live this way of, like, whatever you're passionate about, and it has to be what you're passionate about, you go for it. Mm-hmm. You go for it 100%.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're going to work hard.
Yeah, and work hard to get there.
But I feel like, being a girl, some girls, like friends of mine, they kind of got treated different than their brothers. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes, you know, that was like, well, my brother wants to be this, and I don't know what I want to do, you know? Yeah. And in my family, it wasn't that way. Like, my dad
was like,
treated me just like he treated
my
brother. Just like, you got to learn how to throw a baseball, you got to learn how to drive a car, and whatever you want in life, you're going to go for it.
That's right.
So, I think it helped.
And here you are, going for it.
Here I am.
Here she is.
Dance on.
Yes.
Hanging out with you girls.
Yeah, living on the dance floor.
What do you think? I mean, there's sacrifices. Is that what you're bringing up?
Yeah, I just, you know, it takes guts to go for it like they did, and to, you know, put all those hours in at the studio, because kids nowadays, you just never know.
Never know.
You know, they could just, you know, it was a big sacrifice for her.
Did you guys ever, during this episode, have this sort of feeling of, like, I mean, I know everyone has things going on. JoJo just released a video. Nia's got things. Mm-hmm. Kalani's got great things. But did you ever think, like, oh, my gosh, what is going to happen with the rest of the girls? And what is going to happen with ALDC right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think didn't he even ask Abby that?
He asked Abby at the end, like, what's ALDC, what's ahead? Yeah. She's like, well, it's kind of up in the air,
She did say that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She's like, I think that there's some great things that are coming up, but honestly, if it quit now, like, I would be happy with the work that we have done.
Yeah.
You know, so that was kind of an indication. I saw something on the internet out there about season 7, but I just, to my knowledge, they never signed that, so they could always come up with and do a season 7. But
right.
Oh, okay. Can we do predictions about whether that will happen?
Yeah. I honestly think they're waiting to see how the reception's going to be of 6B without Maddie and Mackenzie.
Oh.
Because I don't know if they're 100% confident that the viewers will stay. I think they totally will, personally, because I think everyone's just as invested in the other girls.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if the producers are so sure yet, so maybe that's why we haven't heard, or maybe the other girls haven't committed yet. I don't know.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of people who won't watch the show now because of, I know, we're skipping ahead. We shouldn't skip ahead for predictions quite yet.
Not yet. Sorry, this isn't the official, this is a pre-prediction.
This isn't the official prediction.
Prediction. We're talking to our studio, you guys. Yes. They're wondering if it was the end.
Yeah. So, you know what? Let's get back to the show. So, the next part is when they talk about the divorce that everybody went through with Melissa divorcing her husband and how hard that was, and the final days of Mrs. Miller, and they gave a clip of that, like, Mrs. Miller, like, when she was in, like, the home or wherever she was like, in full makeup.
Oh,
she
my
God. Yes. She look amazing.
Hair yes. done, makeup done all the time.
Yeah.
Okay, so Mira and I were talking right before we walked in. That is the part of the episode I got tears.
Okay, that makes sense. Yes.
Abby is so
yes.
emotional about her mom.
She was. Yeah. Her mom, and then Broadway Baby passed.
Did they stuff Broadway Baby?
I heard that too.
They did, yeah. And I remember that episode.
Someone played with it? Like,
oh. Yeah, they were.
Oh, yeah, that's. Yeah.
Melissa's niece came with her to visit Mrs. Miller and played with the stuffed Broadway Baby.
Yeah, that was an interesting story.
But then I think Broadway Baby also got
cremated.
Buried. Or
later on.
In with
yeah.
the family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I was a little confused on
I,
that.
I was like...
Because they did stuff Broadway Baby, yeah. but then I didn't know... I think it's just too weird for me, so...
I don't know.
It's a little weird.
I don't yeah. know.
I'm not into that.
I don't know. I just can't imagine a little kid just playing... But hey, that's just me. I don't know. Maybe other people do that regularly.
I don't.
I'd be so sad to play with my, like, my dog. I love my dog, my German Shepherd, but just to, like, when he passes, to know that he's not really there anymore and still have people play with him.
That just would be weird. It's that really would be weird. Not right, you guys.
Some people do it. It's really weird. Okay.
Anyway, I don't know, guys. Okay, well.
So then there's a cute little part with... whether or not the fame has gotten to Abby or not. They showed her.
That was funny.
I need a water. I need a cold water. Like, I like this episode. It was just so cute, for mm-hmm. especially for people who just watch the show all the time yeah. to, like, get in on, like, little ideas like this.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was just funny to me. Mm-hmm. And then, you guys, they played, they highlighted Maddie's expression and, like, all of her different emotions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, man, she's really come so far, like, using that face. Like, that is what really sets dancers apart from other dancers.
I agree.
She really knows how to use that.
Yeah.
It's like, on top of this technique and this body and the choreography is this emotion.
Yeah.
And it just is like, it elevates the dance, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It does. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And then Mackenzie's tricks. I was like, man, aerial, back flip.
Oh, my
everything.
God. Those walking handstands.
Yeah.
She can just be in it.
She's so good. And I think as much as we, as viewers, may get tired of seeing her do the same thing, I think in the long run, she's going to be so grateful that she maintained those skills. Just imagine all the big, big projects she's going to get based off of her skill work and mm-hmm. her stunts. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's definitely going to come in handy.
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. You know, not everybody can do, not many people can do that.
Yeah.
That's when Rachel Sage comes on, who you were talking about earlier, when she had that song written for Maddie. And I'm not sure. I don't think she originally wrote it for Maddie. I think they kind of went together after a while, because I remember that episode last year, mm-hmm. and like the fans were like, no, she didn't actually write it for her, but mm-hmm. here it's portrayed that she yeah. did, but anyway, she didn't.
And so,
but
she's...
it's a beautiful song and I really loved it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all that matters, really.
Yeah. And now she's written several songs, or several of her songs have been used for Maddie solo.
Yes,
yeah.
yes. Mm-hmm.
Cool. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
yeah.
That's great promotion.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
She would, Abby, or Maddie just looks so gorgeous in the two-piece pink with the sparkles and the headpiece. And
mm-hmm.
yeah, it was just amazing. It was a really unique song, too.
It was nice.
Yeah, it's had some, like, really surprising, like, tones, like, up and down. Now we have a fan question. I really like these fan questions. They were really good.
Me too. Yeah, mm-hmm. that was a good idea.
They asked the mom, say, somebody asked, I'm sorry. So the mom say that you push Maddie's career more than anyone else's and, like, rig stuff.
Mm.
And I think Abby had, like, a really good answer. I think she answered honestly. You know,
she did. Yeah, she admitted.
Know. So she
partially.
Said, yeah, she's like, I put her on stage more than the other girls, grooming her so people like Sia could see her more.
Yes.
So she could be out there more. So that's saying, yeah.
So yeah, in that way, she said, what I didn't do right was, like, get on the phone and say, oh, you shouldn't use this girl or that girl. You should use Maddie.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she pushed her, you know, to have more solos mm-hmm. and better solos. And even though they didn't admit that they got.
I honestly wish, that's the one thing I do wish they did admit.
Yeah.
That her choreography is just on a different level.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, am I wrong? Uh-huh. I always thought that. And I don't think it would be wrong for Abby to admit that, but. I mean, it's the truth, and at least she would say, hey, you know, I thought she could do it better than anyone else, so I gave her my top-tier choreography. Just admit it. Don't say, oh, well, everybody
No. I didn't quite buy that either, because—and then she said it's what she brought to it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just whatever choreography. But we've seen some really people get stinker choreography.
Yes.
You know we have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not always, but it's happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, I mean, listen, this whole— studio is built on a hierarchy.
Yeah.
And I don't think anyone's gonna, it's not like, maybe it's a little confusing when you're in it, mm-hmm. like when you are Jill or when you are Kalani, you know, like you're in it.
Uh-huh.
But I think to us it's pretty clear that Maddie has exceptional talent.
Yeah.
She does.
Right?
She mm-hmm. does have exceptional talent, and she's been groomed from day one to be the exceptional one. Mm-hmm. And all the other girls are talented in their own right too, but mm-hmm. she definitely was the star. And she still is. So
yeah.
I wish that she would have been honest. And it was refreshing for Abby to say, yeah, I put her on stage mm-hmm. more.
Yeah.
I gave her more solos. Mm-hmm. I was like, it kind of gave me like a little bit of closure or something that I needed mm-hmm. to be like, okay, that's,
we just were. Just admit it.
Yeah,
yes. Yes.
We
that's
were right.
what we wanted.
All mm-hmm. this time, we were right. and then another fan question. When one of you books a job, is the other one of you jealous? And I honestly thought that they answered in a genuine way.
Yeah, mm-hmm,
you know, I really did, which was really nice to hear, because typically if you have two sisters, one of them is better than the other one, or one of them falls off and doesn't pursue it as much, or, you know,
totally.
Here we have two sisters, super talented, who support each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they do backup dancing for one another. And,
you know what? I think part of their blessing is too. Well, first of all, they both have such wonderful opportunities.
Yeah,
they do.
So you've got that. But the other thing is they are blessed because they have different talents.
Yes.
Different styles.
That's what it is.
Because if Maxie was amazing lyrical, then we'd have a different problem.
We would have 100% agree. I mm-hmm. think it's probably their biggest blessing that they, like you said, have different strengths, and they don't necessarily have to compete for the same parts or the same genres, because they know they excel in different styles. So they can support each other, and they don't have to compete all the time. I think that's mm-hmm. awesome.
I know. It was awesome. This was like one of the most refreshing episodes
mm-hmm.
ever,
mm-hmm.
I think. Don't you think?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was nice.
I really
so
enjoyed
nice.
It.
Mm-hmm. And then it's kind of the final curtain, and they asked, Abby, what would you like to say about this amazing 6 years? And she was pretty genuine until she gets to the kind part. She's like, I hope that I've taught you to be kind.
Yeah.
I was like, no.
I was like, no. Actually, you've been an outrageous example of toxic behavior.
Right.
But anyhow.
Quite the opposite,
that was
my dear Abby. Quite the opposite.
So funny.
But I know that Abby did instill in them a great work ethic. Like she said, to stand up for yourself and to go for what you want. And to not let things hold you back. You know, you're going to get cut down out there in life, and just keep going for it.
Yeah. And I think my favorite part about this whole situation is the fact that no matter, I mean, even though it was so kind of sour these last few episodes and Abby finding out that they were leaving the way she did, it's just so apparent that she really, really cares for these girls.
Yes.
Like, they really are her family.
They really
and
are.
And I just love seeing that. It's just so genuine, and you can tell. Even in this episode, you know, they were joking around, Mackenzie went and sat on her lap. I just like seeing that, because it's not always about show business and, you know, mm-hmm. getting out there, getting the jobs and being serious. Like, they really do care about each other. So I loved seeing that.
I did too. That's
right.
A good
it was
point.
So cute when Abby said, it was right around that same point where she sat on her lap. She said,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be like your aunt who's like your nebby aunt, and I'm just going to be like showing up on set and telling you not to wear that and this, that. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, I felt she really
meant
it. Like,
I did
guys,
I do too.
I'm going to stay in your life.
Yeah. felt like she's like, I'm going to be there, so don't be... And it's kind of sounded like the girls didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
Which was cool. So
yeah.
They do have a strong relationship. And Mackenzie even gets on Abby's lap. Like, mm-hmm. and then Maddie makes a joke like, oh, it's like Santa Claus. And then she's like, well, I want a Rolex.
Mackenzie's so
funny.
Oh,
yeah. That was funny.
Mackenzie comes out with some good live one-liners because that line was like all over the press.
Yeah. And,
was it?
Yeah, it was.
She's pretty funny.
Yeah, it was. It's like, Mackenzie asked Abby for a Rolex. Yeah, it was pretty funny.
It was funny.
But, I mean, to wrap it up, like, you know, those two girls did change the world of dance. Mm-hmm. They were role models. They didn't start out to be, but every little girl wants to be like them. You know, like older girls from like 12 to like, you know, younger or older, us, whatever. Yeah. Doesn't really matter the age, but it was just very inspiring to me to like see them keep going, you know, and to know that, yeah, there was like a lot of crap to put up with, but at the end of the day, it's like a really good opportunity to get you to the next level. And here we are.
Totally.
Yeah. You know, we've seen it come to pass.
You know, Maddie said, you're reminding me of when she's like, well, it's not like we're going to be in ALDC when we're 18.
It's now or never.
I have a feeling that it's possible they will pop back on the show.
I think
not
so.
Not to compete,
so
too, but...
Yeah. I think so, too.
Right?
Yeah, to maybe, like, give some finishing touches to, like, the last, you know, a group number. But from the amount of hours that they tape... I can see now so much more. I mean, I saw before, but now it's like, of course they're going to leave. Like, they're spending hours and hours taping this show that they've done for 6 years. They're getting this, that, and that. Like, yeah, you know, you want to go out with a bang. You want to go out on top.
Absolutely.
Don't you think? So it was pretty cool. Yeah. Anything else you guys want to say?
No.
Okay.
That was a very nice closing to that portion of the season.
Yeah, it was very nice. They're going to keep in touch. It's not goodbye. It's a nice goodbye and more opportunity for those other girls.
Yeah,
which will yet to be determined. Mm-hmm. So let's go into those predictions again.
Those predictions.
All right, re-predictions.
Now you're after Buzz TV.
What is the future of the ALDC? I predict there's going to be some boys.
Ooh, boys, gross.
That would be interesting.
Because Mackenzie said whenever the hip-hop boys come to hip-hop class, they make it so much more fun and they learn from them. And so it sounded like they, you know, welcome that.
That would be cool.
I would love that. I was just kidding when I said gross boys.
I know.
I actually really like boys. And when we've seen them do numbers that are, you know, like group numbers with boys and girls, it's been really exciting.
It's been so fun.
So that would be fun. I think they're going to kind of take a big turn into the minis also.
Yeah.
That would be my guess, right?
Mm-hmm. I would think so, too. Yeah. They need to start who's thinking next? About...
Because they are the legacy, you know?
Yeah.
And they are like a team now.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. So they've got to do. She's got to like, you know, go on with something with the drama, and then who's gonna step up into that solo spot?
Yeah.
Right.
Will it be Kendall? Will it be Brent?
What do you? That'll be interesting. I wonder how. Yeah, I'm excited to see how Abby goes about this. Once Maddie and Mackenzie are gone, is she going to announce a new lead, or they just kind of
organically happen? I think it'll be strung out over like 6 episodes, and they're going to be competing, and two girls will compete, and then that winner will go to the next, and then the other two.
Yeah, typical Dance Moms form.
We already have sort of a heads up that she thinks it's Brent.
Right.
He's going to take the top spot, so it's going to be really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Kalani could slide in there, too, to that top spot.
Oh, she's really... doing well.
She is. Yeah. She is. What about our gossip today?
Yeah, gossip.
Ooh. Well, this week we just have some fun flashback pictures. We were feeling so nostalgic from all of the goodbye episodes. So, oh my gosh. How little and cute is Maddie?
Seriously?
I was looking through these old pictures from season 1 and I could not believe the transformation because, as we've mentioned all the time, we've watched it pretty much since the beginning, relatively, and it's just so different watching them week by week, you don't really notice that they're growing up. But when you look back on the first season, they've changed so,
she,
so much.
She was eight there.
She was eight, yeah. There's one more of Maddie. Just like, how sassy and cute is that with the pink, the flowers? It's so funny. And then Mackenzie, oh my gosh. This is probably the biggest one for me because she was so small. This next picture of Mackenzie, it just reminds me of the minis. Like, that's why she relates to the minis so much.
Look at those, no teeth.
Look at that. How cute is that?
She's so cute.
There's one more of Mackenzie. But yeah, I mean, she always talks about how she is close to the minis because she's always been the youngest. And I'm looking back at these pictures and she was a mini when we first started. And then finally some pictures of them together. Oh my gosh. I just can't believe how long this has been going on.
Yeah.
And how much they've grown. I think Melissa's up on the next one and she's also, like we said, the moms have transformed a lot since the beginning.
So is she.
Yeah. Wow. So that's it. Wow. Just some fun throwbacks.
So cute.
Hopefully next time we can add some more girls because I was running across pictures of Nia and all the other girls too, and they were small. It's so adorable.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, just goes to show you guys, if you want to do something out there, go for it. It can happen. You can make your dreams
absolutely
happen. A little positive thing there for
why not
you.
Much
why
needed
not?
Yes,
that's
let's
how we're
it
ending.
Out let's take it out with a positive note. All right, where can they find you?
Okay, hey guys, lovely to talk to you. Thanks so much for joining us for this whole first part of the season. J2 Snyder on Twitter and Instagram. Thank you for sending me all kinds of feedback.
And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Miara Jennings. Thank you guys so much for joining us this whole season. See you guys next time.
And you can find me at Candace_Camacho. And you can keep subscribing to my YouTube, please, at New Mom, New Wife, New Life. And thank you, guys. It's been a fun first half of season six. We'll be back next time. Not sure when, but we will be here. Love you guys. Thanks.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.